Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
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 Do you know our voices? Do you think... Can you get in touch and tell us whether you know our voices? Because, I mean, I think it's quite easy on this podcast. You know when you're listening to a podcast and you get people's voices mixed up?
Yep.
So, yeah. So, like, who do you think is talking right now?
Lucas.
It's Lucas.
We have quite similar vocal ranges.
And that's Sarah.
That's Sarah.
That's
hey, guys.
That can't be true.
I've got quite a high voice.
Yeah, there's different octaves.
Yeah.
Like how... How am I going to say this?
How are you going to say this?
I don't know because like...
Be very careful. You hear a gun cocking.
Tread lightly.
But there's different...
People who were assigned female at birth.
Yes, thank you. People who are assigned female at birth have different octaves than people who are assigned male at birth. So you talk in
But there's
different...
some overlap, I feel like, isn't there?
No, there's no overlap, I don't think. I think that's why it's hard.
Yeah, because some men have like little gay voices. You try so hard.
I think this is true.
You try so hard to not be offensive.
Yeah, but it's fine if you do it. But this is genuinely, it's true. It's why it's called different things, like alto or
baritone.
Yeah, and I can't necessarily, like if a guy is singing a song, I can't necessarily sing that as easily because it's not in my range.
Not everything is about musicals, Mickey.
I was.
but I want to sing You'll Be Back from Hamilton. And it's really hard for me. Okay? This is what this is about. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that that's right.
I think it's right.
I was a tenor. I used to be a tenor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, but I couldn't be a tenor.
I was an alto.
C plus.
For a C sharp. For a spell.
That makes sense. I think I'd be an alto.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that for you.
Yeah.
But my point is, do you know who we are? Or do you get our voices mixed up? But I think there's like an accent thing going on.
There's very clear different accents here. Like mine obviously is the best. And mine obviously.
Yeah.
This chaos mess is obviously what everyone wants for an accent.
Absolutely.
And then there's yours. You've got the north.
Hello. It's not very northern though, my
accent.
Yeah,
but it's more northern than Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've zero north in me.
No.
All south.
He's a dirty southerner.
Yeah.
What have you got in you then?
Nothing. I'm all south.
What is poking out of you right now? Separate question. What is that?
What is that?
It smells. I don't like it, but I love it.
How many minutes in are we?
Not even three.
Not even three minutes. That's no good.
You're already putting things in me.
Yeah. We're already putting imaginary objects in
Vegas. We're going to run out of space.
Let's bring it back. We can bring this back.
We can pull this back.
We can pull this back.
Take that out of your ass and let's get on with it.
Be professional, Lucas.
Oh, no.
Don't bring stuff to work in your ass.
Oh, no. I mean,
it didn't fit in my bag.
This is.
Why did God give us pockets?
Oh my god, this is terrible stuff. This is such bad stuff.
This is
already started so dumb when you were like, "Do you know who we are by our voices?"
I think that's a valid question. I listen to some podcasts. Some podcasts are very confusing.
But I think the three of us are very.
Yeah,
distinct.
We have quite dissimilar.
I don't think it's not the dumbest thing I've ever said.
No,
oh, no,
doesn't even
true.
Crack the top ten.
That's true.
That's true.
Sorry.
We should rank those at some point.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing Sarah's ever said. Oh, if any of our listeners want to take on that challenge, please.
Yeah.
Please do it.
That challenge.
And good luck. And good luck to you.
Oh. Yeah, finding them won't be hard. Ranking them.
Yeah.
Ranking them will be so hard.
Mm, I know.
And if you want to email us, thankfuck@gmail.com, know you in the fuck.
Please.
You can absolutely do that.
One of the dumbest things I've ever said was that email address, I think. Just every week.
We'll discuss it on the pod.
We'll discuss it on the pod.
Bring it to us.
We'll talk about it live on the pod.
We'll talk about it live on the pod.
How are you both? What's new?
Well, I've been to the Netherlands.
Mm. With Wendy and Peter.
Yeah. Yes. They were there. That's actually mandatory. They always have to come.
They always have to
come. And
they're
not
really old now.
Not Peter, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, you know, Wendy.
Wendy's
is,
Greek.
I mean, she is 1 foot in the grave, 100%. And
don't get me started on that dog.
A lot of baggage. Don't get me started on that dog. The dog is dead, but always still coming. You have to drag that corpse with you every time
comes
you go.
Peter and Wendy with the dead dog.
Oh no.
Why do we keep inviting them?
Why did we write that rule?
What's the dog called? Nana.
Nana.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is Nana. Also, you know, rude.
Well, the dog was the nanny, wasn't it?
Yeah, raised the
kids. Oh, I thought the dog was the grandma.
Whose grandma is this dog?
Whose grandma is this dog? Yeah, they're just being very unclear about it.
Anyway, you went to the Netherlands.
I went to the Netherlands. I went on my family weekend. I don't know if you remember me saying that I was going to go on this.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal clear in my memory.
Yes. There were like 30 plus of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a lot of people.
Name them all.
Well, you got Peter,
I
Wendy.
I can't. Imagine if I didn't know who they all were. Well, actually, the kids. Nah, I know their names now.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were like, there's six of the next generation now.
How old's the youngest? How old's the oldest?
Of the new gen?
No, of the whole lot.
Oh, okay. Well, the oldest would be 70.
Uh-huh.
So that's my mum's sister. And then the youngest was one.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. So that's it's a whole new generation.
That's really cute.
Yeah, and now you have like the separation between like the millennials who had kids and the millennials who didn't. And it's a very clear divide.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The millennials who didn't are not able to deal very well with the yelling of the kids of the millennials who did.
Yeah.
Like it's a real difference. My aunt was like saying to my younger sister at some point, they were being very, the kids and my older sister actually were very loudly playing foosball. And
it's like table football.
Table football.
Sorry, I knew that.
It is. It's called foosball.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's called foosball.
And and my younger sister went to one of the moms, and she just said, "Okay, can I put this table outside?" She immediately put it outside.
So
she immediately put it outside.
Oh, she lifted the whole table. That must have been quite heavy.
No, like someone helped her. But it was like I blinked.
She just roped someone in.
I blinked and she'd like taken action.
That's so good. I respect that so
much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you would respect that, actually. Yeah,
you need a doer in the family,
I think. You do need a doer in the family. I was suffering in silence.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the only problem you have is jazz. So
yes. As long as those kids weren't scatting,
they were not jazz foosball.
They were not scatting. They were not scatting. But yesterday, when I got to a gig, there was a lot of jazz playing in the pre-show playlist.
Oh yeah, I emailed every venue and said, "If you've got Mickey on, put some jazz on, please."
A saxophone started playing. I immediately freak out.
Really? No. They had jazz on at a comedy gig?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I do a gig that they were always like, we have to play jazz.
Which gig is this?
It's at the Cabin.
Oh, I was at Cabin.
Yeah. They always play jazz there.
Is that the Clapham one? No.
Hoxton.
It's like where we're little new material night.
Oh, okay.
And they always play jazz there. I try and put something else on. They're like, no.
Jazz is like calming, like chill out, right? Like,
but it does kind of...
Is it like bouncy jazz?
It's a little bit more upbeat, but it also... I kind of don't mind it. I kind of like it that it like... Because the way it looks, it's like it's in a little basement below a cocktail bar. So it kind of feels a little bit like... It has a little bit of that vibe. And then when people walk in, I do feel like it kind of suits it. Like, I get it. Yeah. You know? But it feels personal at the moment to me.
Yeah.
At the moment, when I'm not able to handle jazz.
I'm boycotting jazz.
But it was very nice this whole weekend. Like, it was just really, really nice.
That's great.
Like, it was so fun to, like, see everybody. Yeah. And the big highlight of the event, as always, and listen, no one else does this, but it's when there's like a performance night where people can like perform.
Like you buy tickets and you go.
No,
to,
it's called
see professionals.
The Bonte Avond.
Is this what you do at weddings?
Yeah, it's the wedding
thing.
Right.
Oh right.
Yeah, God. But you can also do this at family weekends.
Yeah.
There's some terrible tapes of me out there as a young child doing some kind of musical theater number at the family weekend.
Did you perform this weekend?
No, because it's work now, so I can be like, I've come here to relax.
Oh, I'm actually, it's my day off.
It's actually my day off.
Am I getting paid for this?
Yeah. I'm not. It's
What's
unpaid.
The fee?
No, so it's other people. But now people are also doing presentations about like what they do for work and stuff.
Are you joking?
Yep. So it was very long.
Oh my God. Sounds...
It was very long. And my one horrible. Cousin who listens to this podcast, hey, what's up?
Hey.
He was so angry.
Hey. What's his name?
Timer.
Timer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you, Timer.
Yeah. What does he do for work? Did he do a presentation?
No, he did a. He was supposed to do a song, but he had to cut it because people's presentations.
Oh no!
That's why he was angry.
Yeah. Also, like he actually is a musician, so like his song would have been really good.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I think like the time would have flown.
But his partner already went to bed.
Oh man.
Because someone was doing a PowerPoint on their sales career.
Imagine getting to the point where you're like, I'm so sick of my family not knowing what I do for a living that I've put together a PowerPoint presentation and I'm going to force them all to watch.
You'd never have to say
it again, to be fair.
I think next time we do this,
because we do it once every 5 years. So I think next time we do it, there'll be some rules and some mm-hmm. and some time restrictions.
Mm.
I was saying to my dad, I was like, you have to give people a time. Like, he was putting it together. I was like, you have to give people a time limit. And he was like, no, people can do whatever they want. Like, and I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, you don't understand. Like, I do this. Like, you cannot just let people.
You can't give people free reign.
No, it has to be a limit.
Oh my
there was
God.
No limit.
I've got to talk about that on the Patreon. There's something I got to talk about on the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sign up for that.
How was your times? How was your weeks?
My week was good. I did a gig in Nottingham on Thursday night, my hometown.
You sure did.
At the Theatre Royal, which is like one of the big theatres in the city centre.
Have you played that before?
No. Well, actually, as a child, I did the Guides and Scouts gang show.
You're in a gang? What was your gang called?
The Guides. The Girl Guides.
That's not a gang.
No, for some reason it's called the Gang Show. I don't know why. And
because
and
gong shows too taken. Too brutal for these kids.
And you sing, I don't know, I can't really remember what we did, but I think it's like you sing like show tunes and stuff. I don't know, I can't really remember.
Cute! But, I'm on board.
So I'd been there before, but this was the first time doing comedy there.
What was the show? Was it your show?
No, it was just a mixed bill.
Nice.
I was closing it, which was cool. And the like gig had been like really nice. I had like my mum and dad and my aunts and uncles had all come because
of course,
the moment they find out I'm doing it, I don't tell them, but their friends will tell them that I'm doing a gig in Nottingham, and then they'll go, oh, we've heard Janet's said that you're doing a gig in Nottingham.
Janet's is just an itch.
Janet! hi, Janet, if you're listening. It's nice. It was nice to see you on the
show. I thought you were like...
I picked a name and then I panicked. But Janet's actually a lovely woman. Because I was like scanning through all of the names, but like any name I picked would have been, it would have been true because there's so many people. Like there was a Linda as well. She found
all
me.
The good Susan.
We don't have a Susan. Susan would have been good.
Such a good name.
Susan would have been good.
Yeah.
So I go and I'm like, yeah, there's going to be a few people in the room that I know. I walk out on stage. I've got a joke about the school that I went to that I do when I'm in Nottingham. I finish that joke and somebody up on the circle, so it's like one of those theatres on multi-level, so somebody on the circle shouts, Mr. Weaver! Which is the name of the head teacher when I left the school.
That's so great.
And I was like, what? And I was like, who are you? And she was like, Mrs. Weaver! And I was like, are you serious? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I hated him. And then I was I mentioned.
You said you hated him.
Oh, he sucks.
Your husband.
And then it turned out she wasn't his husband. She was joking. But we only found out that later. And I never found out who she was because she wouldn't tell me. But then I mentioned the old head teacher's name, Mr. Nesbitt. And then loads of people in the room cheered. Aww. And I was like, this is fucking weird now.
This is so weird.
Including there was a guy.
Like, Nesbitt was popular.
Yeah.
Weaver was not.
Weaver. Oh,
was this a big school in Nottingham? It sounds like everyone went there.
Well, no, it was just like everyone in the room went to my school, like they'd come to see me.
Oh,
so this was the weird thing,
that's
right?
So
I was
weird.
A bit like it was a bit odd, and I felt a bit mad on stage.
Did the gig go well?
It went well, but it was like no other gig I'd ever done in my
life.
Right. And then, including like there was a guy in the second row who I didn't recognize in any way, and like he was like quite like a like broad guy, and. Right at the end of my set, I had 20 seconds left and I was like, oh, do you know what, fuck it. I was like, okay, all right, if you went to school with me, just shout your name out. Just because I'm just intrigued. This guy at the back goes, Liam Robbins! And Liam Robbins, lovely guy, very nice, not very popular at school, had a hard time, I think. Like, such a nice guy, but just had a hard time. I think he had a kill list, do you know what I mean? Like, one of those kids.
Oh, wow.
And he used to get called Bobbins. So then he says that, and this guy on the second row goes, go on, Bobbins. And so I turn to him, and I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
Because I don't recognise you at all. And Liam was in my year, so I was like, if you know to call him Bobbins, then you were in my year at school.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, I'm Lee Boltby. And genuinely, Lee Boltby was a guy at school who was like scared the shit out of me.
Really?
Like, really terrifying. Like, he'd walk into a classroom and you'd be like, I'm not making eye contact. And I don't know, I just panicked. And I went, Lee Boltby, I thought you were in prison. And then I was like, I don't know if I should have said that. He laughed. It seemed like it went well.
Yeah.
He had a good sense of humour.
Yeah.
But it was
also
really
one thing just about Lee. Bullied Bobbins.
Yeah, so yeah.
So like, you know, you can bully him a little bit.
Take him down a peg or two.
Yeah, you can take him down, for sure.
Yeah.
He was scared of you when you walked in the room.
Absolutely, yeah.
As he should be.
But I just done a load of material about my surgery. And so I was like, oh, well, it's nice to see you. Because then I started backtracking. I was like, oh, you look really well. It's nice to see you. And then I went, oh, I'm surprised you recognise me without the knockers. Just bumbling along, just panicking.
Knockers is such a funny word for breasts.
Great word.
It's so great. And especially to describe, what was it? A double A cut?
Yeah, the little mosquito bite that I had pre-surgery.
That is, it's especially funny if it's like small breasts.
Breed, my
agent. Knockers.
My agent.
They're not really knocking anything.
They're not knocking anything.
They couldn't knock a
tapping.
Thing.
It's like the thing where like people with breasts will do this thing where they're just like they can like can they hold stuff under it?
Yeah.
Can they hide stuff in it? And it's just like with me, it would just be all falling.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Absolutely nothing.
There's no shadowy corners
here.
There's
no shadow.
My agent came to see a work in progress of my show the other day.
That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was fine. But she said that there needs to be a drinking game for the show where anytime I do a euphemism for breasts, you take a shot.
You should do that.
There's so many in there.
Yeah. You should do that. Yeah. You should hand it out before.
Yeah, a bingo card.
Yeah, a bingo card. And then, like, when people bring in their drinks, they can have a sip every time.
The audience would be so drunk.
Yeah, but they're drinking their drink anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't be, like, different. Mm. It's not like they're bringing in shots because they don't know beforehand.
I'll tell them before.
You should tell them to.
I rack up tequila. Pick
What's
one
your favorite
audience.
Shot? If you had to do a shot, tequila?
Tequila.
I like a baby Guinness.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Oh,
though.
Well, it has to be a spirit.
Has to be hard liquor.
I guess tequila then, yeah. Or does tequila rose count? I like that. That's the pink one.
Why is it different?
Why is that different?
It's like, it tastes like strawberries. It tastes like cow pot, basically.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's great. You
should
try it.
Into that.
Yeah. I think it's just as strong as tequila. But if it's hard liquor, like spirits, they're all as terrible as each other, I think.
I think if you get a good tequila, it's not too bad.
Maybe. Over Christmas.
It's not too bad, I said. It's not good.
No, it's still spirits.
No, but people really like, they're like ride or die for like good tequila.
Oh, yeah. I don't think any of us are those people, though, are we?
You say that as I bring out a giant bottle.
Patron.
No, my dad over Christmas, it's called Grappa. It's like Italian whiskey.
Ooh.
It was so good. It was really? Like it was like incredible. Like he would have it as an aperitif. He says it
Should
settles
we get a bottle
his stomach.
And do a Patreon special where we drink a bottle
of
Grappa.
Have a lock in.
Yeah,
it's really good. My dad says it settles his stomach, which I'm not sure about that. But it's like okay. But that's really good. I also really like. I don't know if this technically doesn't count as a shot, but I really like limoncello.
Oh yeah, that doesn't count either.
You only ever have that.
But it comes in a like shot glass.
Well, so does a baby Guinness, but we yelled at Luca, so.
Yeah, but it's hard, like, harder liquor.
Harder. Yours is technically a cocktail, Lucas.
But it's a tiny cocktail.
It's
in a shot glass.
It's a baby
Guinness. What is a baby Guinness?
It's Bailey's and Kahlua,
Right.
It just looks like
you know
a Guinness.
What?
It tastes nothing like
I'll
it.
I'll allow it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're quite cool. They're quite
it's
hip.
It's basically
and
like a chocolate liqueur.
I'm having my little limoncello. And Lucas is having his baby Guinness.
And you're going to have me some tequila. And you're going to feel very bad. And you're going to be like, why didn't I order something fun?
Having a great time.
And you were like, you did this to yourself,
why
Sarah.
Why didn't I order something fun in this horrible bar
that only does shots?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up. Even if it's just £3 a month, that would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
I had a limoncello spritz, like, you know, like an Aperol spritz.
Ooh, that sounds good.
In Chow Roma in Edinburgh. once. Oh, it's really good.
That sounds
good. I love Chow Roma.
I don't know. I just associate it with Edinburgh and being too busy.
Yeah, it is busy. But I do you know about my thing with Chow Roma?
Didn't you play there?
I played there. I did a work in progress show. Oh, no, 40 minutes. In like 2017, maybe.
And then your dad's friend came or something?
No. Oh, no, that did happen. Yeah. But so I did this show. I was on at like 9:40 or something, but I would fly outside the restaurant for 2 hours before my show. And I was, I think, like bare minimum friendly to the staff there, made eye contact, said hello. Mm. Like, I don't think I was going above and beyond. We became such good friends that now, to this day, if I walk into Chow Roma, Franco, the owner, will find me a table immediately.
That's cute.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It's so nice. We go in, we have a big hug. Yeah, we should go.
What is it? Is there a restaurant?
It's an Italian restaurant. Oh. It's so nice. The food is good, actually.
Oh, Chow Roma.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah.
Google Translate over here, just in case anyone's watching, not familiar with the Italian lingo.
Give me a baby Guinness. Rack her up.
So this whole time, what did you think I was talking about?
I assumed it was a bar or something.
Oh, no. Italian.
Well, I only just clocked what Chow Roma meant.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like Chow, C-H-O-W.
Oh, Chow.
Like and that's food, fair. Like, yeah. Except with like Roma Roman after chow. It. That's actually not fair. I take it back.
No.
It was still stupid.
But now I get it.
Yeah, it's real stupid.
I'm pretty silly.
But yeah, and then every year I go. My mum and dad want to go every year because they love seeing Franco. And then my mum takes a picture of me and Franco.
That's the cutest thing.
It's really
I love
cute.
This so much.
That's adorable.
I love.
And him. I really hate whenever I hear stories of people not being nice to staff. Like whenever you hear stories of people just like not even knowing the names of you. You are there for a full month.
Yeah.
Playing every day in the same venue, and you don't know the names of the people that work there. That's crazy.
Your life will be much easier if you know them. And we got free pizzas.
Also,
that's how friendly we got.
Yeah.
It's so nice. I don't know why you wouldn't want to have that nice connection as well.
Me neither.
Because I remember other people in that who were doing that show would be like, oh, the staff are so grumpy and they get so annoyed if you do this and that. And I'm like, that is not my experience at all.
No,
so like,
it's
what
because
is it,
you haven't said hello.
Yeah, what is it that you're doing that's upsetting them? Because they're being so nice to me.
Yeah. I never believe that. And even if they were grumpy like the first day, if on the second day you still came up like with a smile and the third day again you were like, hey guys, and like introducing yourself to people you hadn't met yet, there's no way that continues.
Yeah, and I think partially that Franco just had a lot of respect for the fact that I turned up every day and stood outside for 2 hours and got like filled that room.
Yeah, you got his respect.
Yeah,
he used to do that when the restaurant first opened.
Yeah,
he'd give people lemon
cello. You remind me of a young me.
I see a little Franco in you.
Do you get the name? Do you get it? Do you get it though?
Do you notice how it's not spelled C H O W? Common misconception.
Chow like food.
Yeah, you got it.
Eat Rome.
Eat Rome.
It's cool.
That could be a thing.
It could be a thing. But
it's not.
But it's not a thing. Lucas.
Okay.
It's not a thing.
How was your week, Lucas? Please update us.
Oh, yeah.
How
it was, great.
Was the bouncy castle?
Yeah, I was.
I'm
Sarah
dying to know.
Was very interested.
I am dying to know.
I left
as well.
You guys in suspense.
Yeah.
We did it the next day. We did it before the massage.
Ooh.
So we changed it.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah.
We moved the massage to the day after. You
had a 2-day Valentine's?
Yeah, basically. Well, we couldn't. The massage was booked up on actual Valentine's Day because it was a couple's massage, which is another great story. But the bouncy castle was great because it was in like this warehouse.
Was it true that it was just like in the corner?
No, it was like a whole room. It was like a big room, actually. It was in this
full
huge...
of bouncy castle.
Yes, several bouncy castles. It was actually kind of great. So it was in this huge warehouse. There was like this huge warehouse, like social place. It was in like a Walthamstow in the middle of like a industrial estate.
Yeah,
and
they
like,
always
this
are.
Seems really weird. But it was a really cool like bar. Like they do lots of stuff there. There were like games and stuff. So we were playing games beforehand. And then
I think I've gigged there.
Yeah. There's gigs there, I think. Oh, and really? There's a couple of...
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, right?
Yeah, it's a great place.
Did you do the gig in the big room or the room in the side?
In the big room.
It's
called Big Penny Social.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly where I was.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So it's like you walk in and it's like a huge warehouse and it's like tables. Everyone's
We played darts. I was very bad.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, darts is hard. Though.
And so we waited. We had a few drinks before the bouncy castles because they were being blown up.
Mm.
We tried to get in. They were like, wait. They're not bouncy yet.
Wait.
And so they let us in. We were the first ones there.
There were a lot of people in there just...
Everyone was really out of breath letting us in. A lot of asthma pumps being passed around.
People being carried out on stretches.
Yeah. It was intense. We were lucky to be there. And we got there. There weren't many people there to begin with. And immediately I was like, saw a bouncy castle and I was like, I'm 12 again.
Love it first
time. I can just like go nuts. So went on the bouncy castle, did some jumping, immediately pulled my shoulder.
Yeah.
Almost immediately. Yeah. Within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not 12.
No, I went to like jump off the slide, like jump through it, and I just like landed on the concrete, like because it was all concrete on the floor. So I took
this
it a bit easier
after
that.
This is what I was saying last week about how when you're too heavy on a bouncy, when you're an adult
dangerous.
On a bouncy castle.
It's too dangerous.
There was only like two pairs of adults. You could only really have like two people on one bouncy castle at a time.
Because you just weigh it down, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be a nightmare. So there were like five bouncy castles. There was like a big inflatable like, I don't know, mattress kind, but not a mattress because it had walls on. And it's just a thing like people were just running around. It was quite funny.
Yeah.
You know one of those?
Yeah.
And they had like pillars like... that people were like knocking
soft
into.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was like
yeah,
a soft plate. There was a huge ball pit. I got a nice photo with some balls.
Fine.
I went in a ball pit recently. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh. Well, you carry on and then I'll tell you.
Okay. And then I'll say something as well.
All right. And that's podcasting.
So I'll be writing this down.
Yeah.
No, we need to get this in
the
right order.
I didn't want to interrupt your flow. So you finish, but I have anyway. But
Yeah.
It was a good time. Yeah, we only stayed there for an hour because...
Mm. Oh, yeah, you can't bounce for that long.
No. Ooh. And then afterwards, that's when everyone started coming in and got a little busy. And I was like, this isn't as good.
Yeah.
So then you started playing darts.
Time to kick it.
Yeah. There was like a race thing, you know, like kind of in like Total Wipeout, run down a thing and like you climb up a thing and go to a slide. Like there was a slide at the end.
An obstacle course,
if you will. And we were
racing.
We
call that apagoya.
Oh.
Monkey caging.
Monkey caging?
That's what we call it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You guys are quirky.
Yeah, that's pretty quirky. That was not the thing that I've prepped.
All right. So you'll have your
time. That was just off the dome?
That was just off the dome, actually.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wow.
I just want to be very clear about this podcasting that we're doing.
Okay, if there's any improv bookers listening.
Yeah, continue.
And the obstacle course, and there was a slide, and I have to keep giving Noelle like a 5 second head start because I was just too quick.
Wow.
She couldn't keep up. And I would push her off the... She would try and push each other off at the top
smashed,
of the slide.
Wow.
Yeah, it got quite violent actually, to be honest.
That sounds violent.
But you're still together.
Yeah. We made it.
It was a real obstacle course for your relationship.
Oh.
The slide
email looks
was
like
a metaphor.
For that.
and that was fun. It was good fun. It's good fun. I have a fun story about the massage as well, but do you want to tell your ball story
I'll
first?
Just quickly tell you about the ball pit.
Please.
Tell us about the ball pit.
So a few weeks ago, I went to the Balloon Museum.
You did not tell us about the Balloon Museum.
Balloon Museum. It's near Bank. I think it's still going on.
You Kiwis just love your balloons.
I fucking love a balloon. Do I? Oh, yeah, hot air balloon.
Hot air.
I didn't go with any Kiwis, so I went with my friends Louise and Adele. Wind balloon. And
do you like helium?
Oh,
love helium.
Yes. it was like an art exhibition. So it was the stimulus for the artists was inflatable things,
mm-hmm.
but then one of the installations was like a massive ball pit, like mm-hmm. huge, like the length of like 3 or 4 swimming pools, massive thing, and it had this big installation in the middle that was like projected on a big ball, but mm-hmm. you could just lie in this ball pit and watch it, and it was very cool. Anyway, that's the end of
so
my story.
Fun.
Thanks for listening.
Oh. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the thing I was going to say. Wow, we are good at podcasting.
My turn to speak.
I was going to say
that when I was on the family weekend, there was a little trampoline there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just outside. And they do the thing where, like, they
Dig a hole in the ground.
Dig a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh. But I don't think this hole was big enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For the giant for the Dutch kids. Adults.
You so, were hitting the bottom.
Yeah, but my so I was like really afraid of it because I was like, it's not big enough.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit and like you're really gonna hurt yourself if you hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And then my cousin Bart was like looking underneath. And he was like, you have at least 20 centimeters. Like, you're fine. He was like, that's the highest you're going to jump. You have at least 20 centimeters. And I kept thinking, like, 20 centimeters is not a lot. No. Like, that does not feel that's not a big margin safe for to me. Like,
but I guess it depends on how taut the trampoline is.
It was taut.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that baby.
Oh, God. Oh, keep talking.
How are the springs?
don't tell me how deep the hole was. Tell me how tall. Okay.
Oh, we're pervy today.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We're pervy every damn day.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That does feel pervier today.
Yeah.
Please let us know if you think
how pervy have we been this week?
Yeah.
Sorry, it feels pervy.
Right in.
Pretty
right.
Bouncy week for us, though.
It's a bouncy week. And also, being pervy is a really good way to get into your massage.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
It was so pervy. Yeah. Well, it wasn't.
I'll stop. You're both naked.
So,
I'll tell it.
Yeah, yeah. Let me paint your picture.
Okay, we'll take it in turn saying what we think happened.
Yeah. All right, okay. Sarah. They're both naked. That's how you start.
One word, oil. No, please tell us what happened.
So this was Noelle's first ever massage.
Yeah,
ever. Really.
So it's she was intense. Really nervous, and it was a couples massage. So, have you guys done a couples massage?
Yeah.
They're weird, aren't they?
Yeah.
You're both in the room, and you're both being massaged at the same time.
I don't think I have done it.
You got to try it. It's Patrick, an experience,
I think
right?
Patrick thinks this is a private affair. He's like, I don't want you breathing next to me when I'm trying to relax.
Ruining my vibe.
Yeah.
So, we got there. We were a little bit late, so we were a little bit stressed.
Yeah.
And she was like, just undress down to your underwear. And Noah was like, oh my God, Lucas, I just realized I'm wearing a thong.
Yeah.
Is this appropriate? And I was like, I'm sure it's fine. Just lay down. And we were laying down.
Shut up. Just lay down.
Don't make it look weird.
Don't embarrass me in front of the masseuses.
Yeah. I've got to come back here. So we both lay down, face down, on like the two beds. They come in. They immediately start straddling us.
Yes, I've had this before.
Which Noelle was told me later she was very taken aback by.
Yeah.
What does it mean when they straddle you?
That they got on top. We were lying on the bench and they were kneeling on us on the bench.
Yeah.
So it was quite exciting. They were also making fun of me. I enjoyed it. They were also making fun of me because you know when there's like a hole you put your head in?
Yeah.
And there's like a layer of tissue over the whole bed. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to like poke the hole through the tissue so you can breathe through the hole.
You hadn't done that.
But I hadn't done that.
That's so funny.
And I was supposed to be the professional. I was supposed to be telling Noah how it was done. Yeah. She did it. She figured it out. I didn't. So I was breathing into a tissue like that and they were making fun of me. They were like, why are you breathing like...
Yeah.
They were making fun of me. But the worst thing, the most
embarrassing... that they didn't help. They were just like...
It's dumb. Yeah, it's like parents when their kids fuck up, get their phone out instead of helping out.
They did start filming me. I thought it was very inappropriate. But the worst thing was that Noelle was... I could hear her. She was really enjoying it. She was like moaning. Like she was like breathing heavily, moaning. And I was like, that's fine. She's enjoying it. But she was moaning quite a lot. I was like, she doesn't know. This is borderline an unacceptable amount of moaning. She was just enjoying it. So what I did, because I'm an empath and I want to make her feel more comfortable, I started moaning.
It didn't sound like she was uncomfortable. Right?
No, she wasn't. She was enjoying
it. Lucas was uncomfortable.
I was uncomfortable by how much she was moaning. And I think the masseuses were as well.
So you were like, okay, this is just the vibe.
Yeah, I took a cue and I just started moaning. Okay. To make her feel better.
Did you tell her afterwards that you thought it was an excessive amount of moaning?
That was the first thing I said.
Really?
First thing I said.
Oh my god.
We rolled over and I was like, what was that about?
Really?
I have never heard you moan like that before.
Exactly.
Oh, that was the thing I was thinking.
Making noises
like,
I've never heard before.
Was it making you feel uncomfortable?
Tell me what she was doing. No, I wasn't insecure. It was just like, she was just being very vocal.
It's like the Friends episode with Monica.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Right? That's
like...
I haven't seen that one.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Phoebe gives Monica, Phoebe's a masseuse. She gives Monica a massage, but Monica is very vocally moaning. And the whole premise of the episode is that Phoebe, it's freaking Phoebe out.
Yeah,
to the point where she tries to massage her with her elbows whilst putting her fingers in her ears. It's very funny. It's all good. Funny. It's fun and games.
That's why I imagine the masseuses were doing.
Yeah.
But they're probably used to the pervs.
Well, they thought, what when you joined in?
They were like, okay, it's a couples massage.
These guys,
it's so sweet. It's so sweet of you, in a sort of a protective way, to be like,
it's incredibly sweet.
Okay, I'm gonna yes and this.
Yeah,
and if you're moaning, I'm moaning, baby.
Yeah, we're in this together.
It's so sweet.
We're a team.
I would not do that for Louisa. I'd wait till Louisa left the room, and I'd stay in with the masseuses and be like, "What the fuck is that about?"
Yeah.
Oh god, that dork had a nice time.
But maybe she just wanted to let the people know that she was enjoying it.
Yeah, maybe it was like live feedback.
Oh, they knew. You know what I mean? It was too much. I wouldn't have said anything if it wasn't too much.
Maybe it was like American English differences.
Maybe.
You know?
She's just
They're more enthusiastic.
They're more enthusiastic.
They are.
They're more vocal. And Noelle was just like,
we're more repressed.
Yeah. You're so repressed.
Yeah.
So basically she was going like, and then you're like, oh my God.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Noelle.
Shut up.
Noelle.
And then you're going like,
that's your moaning.
I guess I have to do it as well.
This is smashing.
We went for a couple's massage once, but we did not get the same treatment. And there was a point where like, I looked over and Louisa was just being sort of really like tranquilly just like massaged in like what looked like a very nice way.
Yeah.
And mine
being poked with sticks.
Mine had me in like a headlock. I felt like she lifted me off of the bed and was like bending me around and then like punching me in the back. I was like, I want what she's having.
You're bullying me.
When Harry met Sally level, like, trade? I'll have what she's having. Yeah, that's great.
What was it about me with her?
So
like,
when do we switch?
Yeah.
When in the massage do we switch?
I got the shit kicked out of me and Louisa fell asleep.
That's so funny. You just looked more stressed. Maybe.
Clearly. Yeah.
They took it
maybe,
upon themselves.
Maybe she got a massage and then you got like an osteopath.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, filling in.
Who was just like, I gotta crack your back.
I think she got a masseuse and I got this playground bully. That's what I got.
Yeah. I think what's weird with massages, I think, is like, maybe if you have like a regular masseuse or something, but I never really get it. So occasionally you get it and then it's like, it's so much money for essentially not knowing what they're gonna do to you.
Yeah.
And like not being sure that like it's gonna... I feel this way about bus drivers. I'm like, get off my back.
So much money.
No, but you get on a bus and you're like, I don't know what kind of driver this is going to be. And I'm quite motion sick.
Okay.
So if they're like heavy on the brakes, I'm like, oh, man. Like, I want my money back. I want my 150 back.
Excuse me, I didn't enjoy the ride. Do you take feedback?
I think it'd be really good on TripAdvisor. If it was like an Uber driver and you could review, but they just don't. It's not like they don't. I don't think they make enough money.
No, they don't.
I don't think they make enough money.
And can you imagine how many reviews they'd get every day?
Yeah, it'd be horrible. It'd be brutal. People would be so mean.
Yeah.
But it really occasionally when I get a bus driver who's like.
Yeah. I'm like, sometimes I'm like,
I want to review you.
I want to review you.
I want to review you.
Do you have TripAdvisor?
Where do you sit when you get on a bus?
I try to do up front.
Yeah.
Up
on the top.
Front.
Top deck.
Top deck.
Pretend
right
you're driving.
Yes.
I have a real system. Best is top deck, front left. Then if that's unavailable, top deck, front right. Yeah. Then if that's unavailable, the little seat that's behind the like staircase.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was always,
that's third choice. And then fourth choice would be where there is like on the left hand side, there's a bit where like the floor goes up. Like
on the bottom floor.
On the bottom, yeah. Like on the floor, and then you can put your leg up a little bit and that's comfortable.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
So
yeah.
Those are like fourth, fifth, and sixth. I have a real ranking system of the bus.
And one of the ones I like is back of the bottom floor, but not all the way at the back. The bit that's like the four seats.
Oh, that's like up.
If it's empty enough, I like that. Yeah. Oh yeah, the raised bit where it's just two as well.
Yeah.
Lovely. I like right at the back in the middle on the top deck.
Yeah.
Because you can just fully stretch your legs out if there's no one there.
Yeah.
That one's fun as well.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like you're in a limousine.
And you're
right at the back.
And you're a bit like. You're a bit young still, so you're like back in the bus.
I feel too far away from the exit.
Yeah. I was never allowed to sit there on school trips, so I'm getting like my.
You were friends with
cathartic.
The bus.
Oh yeah, I was not a back of the bus kid.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
No,
none of us were.
I obviously wasn't as well.
I was.
Oh yeah.
Why are you
running behind the bus? They wouldn't even let me on. Hanging off the exhaust pipe.
No, I was front of the bus going, I'm motion sick.
Yeah.
That's real good for popularity.
Oh, were you the kid that always threw up on a school trip?
Oh, throwing up. Singing too loudly to the songs that were playing in the bus.
Classic.
Yeah. Just some real like, you know, unclear behavior.
Yeah. Mm. Really.
Yeah. Very antisocial.
Yeah.
Just being, like, I was just a weird kid.
Mm.
Like, you know, when you like look back and you're like,
Thank God that's changed.
But I think I'm more aware of social norms now.
Yeah.
I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
A bit too aware, maybe.
Mm.
I'm not thriving.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not thriving.
I'm not thriving.
It's not good.
Yeah. You know, you're supposed to be like 30, flirty and thriving.
Mm.
I'm very flirty. What's up?
You're just flirty, flirty.
One out of three ain't bad.
But I'm not thriving.
I felt my mum made, like, I went home obviously for this gig, stayed at my parents' house for 2 nights, and my mum was like, do you have time to just go through a little box full of old things?
Yeah.
And she brings down this like massive pile of stuff that she had saved. It'd been in our attic. It obviously moved from the house that we lived in as like small children to a different house, then to this house, just in this box, been shoved in the attic for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And it was every piece of work I ever did at nursery and my first year of primary school.
Oh my God, she still had that?
We're talking bit of like inside of toilet roll with pasta stuck on it. And I was like, Mom, what the fuck is
going on? Throw this out.
Well, I'm throwing it out. She's like, just if there's anything you want to keep. I'm like, I don't remember. I have no sentimentality for any of this stuff. Some of it was quite funny though.
Yeah.
I found one piece where it was like my New Year's resolutions, and I'd clearly written some, but it was like nonsense what I'd written. It was just like gabbling, but one of them clearly was like learn to tell the time, because you could see the word time in there.
Yeah.
And then my teacher had written her resolutions for me, and it was like three of them were like write smaller, learn to get better at sharing out sums. And then the third one was make more friends. I was fine.
Damn.
So brutal. So brutal.
Also, like, as if you wouldn't be doing that if you could.
I'd be trying. Clearly. It's just like, maybe nobody's told this kid, you know?
No one likes him.
Hey, have you thought about making
maybe
some friends?
Maybe if I make it part of the homework. Just this nerd. This nerd loves homework.
Yeah. I've got a little extra task for you this week.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Is it all gone now? Or did you keep some of it?
I kept some of it.
Did you keep Make More Friends?
I kept Make More Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept, there was a lot. I was obsessed with my brother. So there was a lot of me writing about my brother, which I thought was really funny. Because it was just like,
he's so cool.
I love to beat up my brother. And then there was a story about me getting given a watch and my brother wanting the watch. But then when I fell asleep, he jumped out of his bunk bed and grabbed it. And it was like, really, I was really angry about what he'd done. Yeah.
So did you write really big when you were fuming?
Yeah, of course. I got blamed for writing too big. Yeah. All the notes were like, this is why you don't have any friends. Yeah,
that's great. Wow, I can't believe my mum's gotten rid of that
Like, most mums do. Mm. It's. I mean, my mum was a nursery teacher, so I think that, like, she
has a little bit more of a love.
She was poring over the art in a way that she had like a respect for it that like most people wouldn't. Where she was like, I was like, this is so dog shit, and she was like, it is, but you can see what you were trying to do.
Oh, that is very sweet.
Yeah, and some of my spelling was awful.
I think my mum was like, I can see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Get rid. And you can see what I'm trying to do. Throw things away.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was cute.
That is really sweet. Like, my mum does it occasionally, like, where she'll be like, I have, like, a little bit. Like, I have, like, some report cards and stuff and things that are left and some old, like, what do you write your homework in? Like, what
homework
do you call
diaries.
Homework diaries, yeah. Mm. So you have, like, some old homework diaries and stuff. Like, that's fun. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. There was some reading journals that I had, and which my mum kept. But, yeah, there were birthday cards from my 5th birthday.
Aww.
Which is mad.
From Janet?
Didn't see one from Janet, actually.
Oh, Janet, sorry.
Wow. Mm.
So go back, actually, to Janet here.
Oh, okay. Just let's just...
If you still listen.
Okay. You've been called out, Janet. How are you going to make amends?
How are you going to make amends, Janet? Mm. How are you going to make up for this?
She's a very lovely woman.
No, I've turned on Janet.
We've seen the real Janet
We've
now.
We've seen the real Janet.
Janet's been cancelled.
Should we go to Patreon?
Oh, yeah. How long have we been gabbling?
Oh, 45. We've been talking for so long.
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap this baby up.
Let's do some plugging.
Oh. Yeah.
Lucas, you start.
Plugle.
2 weeks till my work in progress in London, and I have some in Brighton now.
Ooh.
Yeah. In the 3rd and 4th of May, I believe.
How exciting. Yeah.
Yes. I have more. I need to put links up, but I have more throughout the country. So.
Do you have show titles?
No.
It's just Whip for the moment.
Oh.
It's Mickey Overman trying stuff.
That's great.
And that's the and that will be what the title is.
Your whole life.
That will be the title in Edinburgh as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Just trying stuff.
How is your Australia dates doing?
I don't know. I think good. They haven't told me.
So okay.
I'm hoping good. I think by the time, actually I don't know. Sign up to my mailing list. I'm going to be announcing tour dates imminently, like within the next week, I think. And if you sign up to my mailing list, you'll get early access. So.
Will this be your biggest tour ever?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not ever. I hope not ever. I hope it doesn't get smaller.
No. Okay.
To date.
Sarah is peaking.
I'm peaking. Like a little
dog. Get on it.
Go and see them now.
See me at the top of the mountain. It's because I'm about to fall.
Okay, lovely. Well, then we'll continue. Come join us.
It's going to get hot and steamy behind the meat curtain.
It's going to get hot and steamy behind the meat curtain, which is not good for the meat.
It's not good for the meat.
The meat is about to go off.
It is rancid back
go
here.
Go off, kings.
Go.
Listen.
Is that us?
If you're it's just like an old person misusing slang. if you want to do that, come. If you're just a bunch of public puppies, then we'll say goodbye to
you. Then that's vape, baby.
Ciao, Roma.
So you'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Kavanagh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.